But here we are. So welcome to our Let's Talk. I've been thinking about this year, been praying for our church family, asking God to give us wisdom as we go forward, trusting the Lord for new people to say yes to the gospel, trusting the Lord for people to be discipled by the gospel. And so if you're with us on Sunday morning, we're doing a series on the family. And so hopefully that'll be an encouragement to you. We just finished doing surrender, and this coming week we'll do being watchful. But we're in Ephesians chapter 4, and I want to pick it up in verse 28. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. So we're assuming, as you look at the book of Ephesians, and that there's a problem with those who are following Christ or those in that community that think it would be easier to take something from someone else that would benefit them, and necessarily obviously is hurting someone else. But instead of working, they're going to do what the easier part would be, and they would steal. And so as God has inspired the Apostle Paul to this church at Ephesus, he's encouraged them, hey, look, we don't want you to take, we want you to give. And how are you going to be able to do that? Through work. And so he uses doing honest work with his own hands so that you may have something to share with one another. I know at times when we think about work, it's usually not the, you know, we don't wake up on a Monday morning and say, yeah, let's go to work. Excited about Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And then, you know, Monday, here comes Monday again. We've got to go back to work. And I was just trying to think of what would be a way that could encourage us that, you know, God, you've given us a job. You've given us something to do in order that we can go and work and be paid for that. And then in our thinking, which, okay, a lot of us are free, or maybe I'll just use myself as an example. I work and I'm thinking about me. What can we do with the resources for Susan, for the kids, for at the house? Not so much am I thinking about, okay, I went to work today so that I can give to someone else, or that so that I could have something in case someone was in need that we could step in and help. And so as you read through Ephesians chapter 4 and you pick up verse 28, I would encourage you to be productive at work, to be thankful for a job, and then to allow the opportunity to think your way through, okay, now because I have a job, what can I do in order to be available or have resources that if there is someone in need that we can step in and help? And so did God give you a job for you? Maybe, but God maybe gave you the job for you to work and provide and do the things that you can do for the resource to be given to you to provide for your family. And then also, did he give you gifts and the talents and abilities so that you could work so that those who are in need would have their needs taken care of because you worked, because you thought about someone else, because you were aware of a need and you had the resources, and so you stepped in and helped. So, you know, new year, new opportunities, great passage of scripture. Don't look at life for your own benefit. Those who in the church at Ephesus were stealing, he's saying, listen, get over that. Don't be a thief anymore. Be a person that's willing to work so you can bless others. So Jesus, we thank you for a new day and the opportunity to serve you and trust you in that. I pray for us as we go to work today that you would give us wisdom and strength to do our jobs well, and that you would help us to save well for those who are in need, or there's opportunities for us to step in and bless someone. So we love you, Jesus, and we need you. So thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a great Friday.